Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Tanzina Vega. Tanzina is on maternity leave, and she recently wrote for The New York Times about the experience of being at home alone with her newborn as the chaos of COVID-19 swirls around outside.
The nature of this pandemic left me in a situation that I was not expecting, which was to be totally isolated suddenly. It was sort of like because of the way that we were all being told to stay home. So my mom had to stay home, my son's father had to stay home, and suddenly I realized that a lot of the support that we often assume that we have, we may not have it, or it may not always be there for us. And there are folks who are probably struggling with the same thing. Maybe it's not that you're home with a newborn, but maybe it's just you're homebound and you can't get out. Or what I wanted people to realize was, let's not assume that everybody is just doing okay. Let's not assume that everybody has networks that they can just fall back on. At any moment, any one of us could find ourselves in a situation that's really over our heads.
All of this hits pretty close to home for me because I'm 30 weeks pregnant myself. That has meant doctor's appointments and even one unplanned trip to the hospital in the middle of a pandemic. And honestly, I'm not sure what kind of world I'll be raising my newborn in. So with Tanzina a few months ahead of me in this process, we decided to chat. With her baby son sleeping nearby, she talked me through her experience of early motherhood in this unique moment.
I'm 45 and I'm a first-time mother, so this is all new to me. Entering into this space is all new to me, like it will be for you.
Yeah, Lizzie, I'm 44, right? And I'm about going to have my first child in July.
So we have much to talk about because there are many first things, you know, that you begin to realize. And I think, speaking for myself, one thing that surprised me even before the pandemic and the severity of the situation began to change was just how women mothers started reaching out to me, like women who I knew maybe, you know, through work or, you know, through more tenuous connections, just suddenly started texting or DMing or finding me on Twitter and just sending all of these lovely little notes. And I thought, well, that's really nice of them. Like just kind of, you know, me being this independent person used to not having to rely on anything. And all of a sudden getting all these women reaching out, and slowly but surely in new motherhood, you begin to understand that women do that because it's hard. You know, it's beautiful and it's wonderful and it's earth shattering and it's changing your life, but it's really hard.
I'm curious if you have advice for me. You know, while I have been pregnant, hospital policies in New York have shifted dramatically. Mm-hmm. It does seem at this point that I will be able to have one well person with me. But I don't know what postpartum life is going to look like. I don't want my mother in her 70s coming into New York City. What bits of wisdom do you have for someone who's 30 weeks pregnant?
And right behind me, we're really right behind each other. What I can say as we all are learning every day is, you know, in the midst of all this, and this is one of the things I wrote in the piece as well, was, you know, there's so much stress right now, particularly around doctor's visits and everything else. And, you know, I think obviously I know you're probably taking the utmost precautions, and I'm even being crazy about it in a little way, you know, just like, oh my God, do I have alcohol wipes? Do I have this? Do I have that? At the same time, this quarantine has given me, it's almost given me a forced moment in many ways to bond, in a way that I just don't think would have been possible if I was, you know, didn't have a generous maternity leave plan and was still kind of, you know, thinking about other things. And you're really one-on-one with your child. And there's a beauty to that that I don't think should get lost in the moment. I think that's something that I've realized, wow, I'm really getting to know my son in like very intimate ways, right? And the flip side to that is that there isn't anybody else, you know, that he's able to get the cuddles and the hugs and everything else from grandma, or, you know, initially we were doing that, but now we can't do that. And so It's sad. And I think what I've done is, you know, I created my first ever family group chat And I'm indulging in the fact that I'm the last, well, potentially the last person in my generation to have a child. So I'm indulging in the fact that everyone else has already sent all the baby pictures out. And so I can text as many baby pictures as I want. So set one of those up. No one can say anything to you. Bring the baby to Zoom meetings and Zoom family calls. They will love that. Give the baby literally all of the cuddles. It's almost like a lot of the stuff that you're reading, and I'm sure you're reading about all, you know, all the mom books and all the trajectories and how to raise the baby. And there came a point in which I had to say, you know what, I just want to cuddle you and just hold you for a minute, you know, because the world is so crazy right now. Like, it does force you to stop and pause. And so I would indulge all of those moments that you're going to have, you know, with the baby. Those intimate moments that I really hope that you're able to enjoy, even though you're stepping outside right now is nuts.
Have you been able to think at all about what you're going to tell him when he's a little bit older about this time?
So one of our engineers on the show, Jay, joked with me about how I will always be able to hold this as a point of leverage, that I raised you in the middle of a pandemic.
That goes far and beyond, like, I gave birth to you. Exactly. I was in labor for so long. Yeah.
Right. So I think there's that, you know. I have tried keeping, I wouldn't say a faithful diary every day, but I have tried writing a couple of notes, you know, every couple mornings, especially those mornings when you're up at 3 or 4 a.m. and it's really quiet, just jotting down a couple notes about, you know, what I'm thinking that day and, you know, what decisions I'm making, you know, about him and about our care and about everything else. And maybe like little milestones that he may have made, like now he's able to turn over, you know, on his belly. Yeah. And so it's like, oh, you were able to do that, you know. This is a historic moment. And I think, you know, he will know, you know, I was just saying, is his generation going to be a generation that looks at us and says, why are you guys always washing your hands? And, you know, like, and you're so concerned about toilet paper, right? Like, are we going to turn into that generation? We might, you know.
We might.
But the biggest thing I want to be able to give him is a chance at really surviving the insanity of the future. And that's really what's driving me. And I think he might be waking up. Yeah.
Tanzina Vega is the host of The Takeaway. She's on maternity leave right now, and she's back in about a month's time. Thank you very much for spending a little time with us today. I really appreciate it.
Lizzie, thank you for everything that you're doing on the show. And I am here for any and all questions, on or offline.
I will have them.
Yeah, no, I've got as many answers as you've got questions, I hope.